Okay, today's daf is daf pei in Maseches Adarim. We are on Ayin Tes Mabez. We'll start with the two dots. Just one makar that I mentioned that I would say, that is the Tosfos Rid. What exactly we mentioned yesterday are the two categories of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina and Dvarim Shelidui Nefesh. These are the two categories of Nadarim that a husband can be mefer to his wife. The father, it's a machlokas, whether it is limited or not. The Tosfos, so what exactly are Dvarim Shebeino Leveina? Items that affect the relationship. So the Tosfos Rid says, Kaldavar Hagore Mechiluk Da'as Beinehem. Anything that brings about a chiluke deos. Yikari Davar Shebeino Leveina. Kagon. Sheina Rotze Lecholimo Bekar Acha. She makes a nether never to eat with him, to have supper with him. O Beshulchan Echad. O Shlo Lischokimo, not to play any game with him. O Shlo Ozro Bimalacha, not to be a helper of his. Ubechol Asaka, meaning any area of chiluke deos. That's chiluke deos, not something specific to the physical relationship. Beino Leveina means anything. You're not going to eat supper together, not to live together as a normal husband and wife. That is all considered Dvarim Shebeino Leveina, according to the Tosfos Rid. Okay, says the Gemara, two dots. Im erchatz. So the Mishnah had said, what's an example of davar shel inui nefesh? Remember, the Mishnah spoke about inui nefesh, and the Gemara spoke about the Beino Leveina. Yesterday, Amud Beis discussed why Beino Leveina, those that are not in the Mishnah. But now let's get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave an example of inui nefesh. If she says, im erchatz, im lo erchatz. So what exactly was the nether there? If I wash, if I don't wash. So we're going to figure out, we're going to focus first on the first two words. Im erchatz. What exactly did she mean when she made a nether, if I wash? So if I wash, the Gemara assumes, sounds like there's some type of condition, some type of t'nai that is being made here. So Heichi Ka'amar asked the Gemara, what exactly was her nether, which had a t'nai on it? Ilema, so we're going to have a number of possibilities. Ilema da amra konam peros olam alai im erchatz. If was this her nether? All fruit of the world are usher to me if I wash. If I take a shower, so then all fruit are usher to me. And that's the example of inui nefesh. Ask the Gemara, lama lafara. What's the big deal? Why does it have to be made for it? Lo terchatz v'lo lisra peros olam Allah. Right? Let her not wash, and peros will be usher. The Havamina here, the Ron explains, the assumption is that not washing is not inui nefesh. That's the Havamina of the first line of the Gemara. Not taking a shower is not something that is so painful, and therefore that is not inui nefesh. And therefore it says the Gemara, that can't be the nether, that all fruit are usher to me if I would wash. Because then we'll just say, okay, so don't wash. That's not the biggest deal. If you take this Gemara at face value, as I just said, it seems that rechitza is not a davar shel inui nefesh. Is that a riot? Something we'll discuss hopefully on Amud Beis, that rechitza is not also daraisa on Yom Kippur? So machlokes rishonim about that. So could this line be a raya that rechitza is not also midaraisa? It's not called inui? So maybe yes, but it's only havamina. But the Yireim has another way to read it. The Yireim in Simin Tav Chaf suggests, quotes from some of his Rabbosai, an important point for Hilchas Nedarim. It says, V'nira li she'ein raya. There's no raya from there that not washing is only inui midrabanan. The hasam haki perusho. What does it mean that if you say a neder, all fruit are usher to me if I wash? The point is that by hafaras nedarim, the Baal, or the father, could only be made for the neder and not the t'nai of the neder, says the Yireim. And even if the t'nai has inui nefesh associated with it, maybe you have two possibilities. Be made for the neder, that's it, and not the t'nai. So here, the neder is not inui nefesh, because it could be that you just won't wash, and therefore, the neder is not a possibility. Why? Let me read it to you. Kibun da'asra anas perus aleim terchatz, imkein lo avi neder min erachitza, elemen ha-perus, ve'echi matzi ba-mefer, merachitza lo matzi mefer, it can't be made for the rachitza, shari lo haya neder ba. That's only a t'nai. That's not part of the neder, even though the neder is totally on the t'nai, but still, that's not what she was no deris about. And from the fruit, what about from the fruit? He has to be made for that, because if she washes, then all fruit are going to be usher. That it can't be made for a different reason. We're going to see later on in Daf Tzadik, there's a machlokas tanoim, whether you can be made for a neder before it's chal. Rabbi Nosson says you cannot be made for a neder before it's chal. So it wasn't chal yet here. So the Yireim says, Miman of Shach. You can't be made for the neder yet because it wasn't chal yet, like Rabbi Nosson. And you can't be made for the tonight because you can't be made for it tonight. You can only be made for the neder. So there's no raya from this line, according to that reasoning, that not washing is is an inui. That's how the Yerayim reasoned. Yeah. But if she washes, I don't, she didn't say me'achshav. I don't know if that neder is chalam afreya. The Ran on the next amud on Peyam and Aleph, he just asks this way. He says, we don't pass like Reb Nosson. We pass like the Rabbanan who said you can be made for a neder before it's chal. So why here is there a problem? So let it be made for the neder about the payrus now, before it's chal. So why exactly is he not allowed to do that? The Yerayim says because we're going like Reb Nosson. The Ran says we don't pass like Reb Nosson. So the Ran is an important yesod which we'll have to come back to again in 10 blah, Nadav Tzadik. The Ran on the fifth medium line on Peyam and Aleph says maybe the Rabbanan do not say across the board you can be made for Nedarim before they occur. The Yesh Lomar on the fifth medium line. The Inachinami, the Tana de Mastisa de Karabanan Svirle. Really, we apostle like the Rabbanan. Elami, you ki amrina Rabbanan de Mefer, Afabishal Chala Neder. When the Rabbanan say you can be made for the Neder even before it's Chal, Hani Mila Hechashi, Efshar Lihi Natsel. If there's no way to get out of it, meaning it's very probable that this is going to occur. It's very likely that the Neder is going to be Chal, that's when you can be made for the Neder. Skipping four lines, Inami, go to Tilsa Tanabidavar, she has suya lava or love. Something that's probably going to happen. Skipping two lines, Aval Hecha, Shatilsa, Nidra, Bidavar, She'ino, Lomi, Ini Nefesh, Lomi, Dar, Shabin, Alvaina, Vudavar, She'efshar, Lamud, Bo. There's no reason to think this is going to happen so quickly. So it could very well be that even the Rabbanan would agree, you cannot be made for that Neder. Okay, so that is a way how the Ran reads the Gemara, different than the Urayim. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so what's the case when she says, im erchatz? So is it that all fruit are, through the world are offered to me if I wash? That's not going to work, because let her just not wash, and then everything will be, and then she'll always have fruit. The ode, and another question, Bahal lemer Rabbi Yosi ein elu nidre inu nefesh? What was the language of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi says, that's not an inu nefesh neder. Would that language be appropriate if that was the case? Dilma rachza v'itzra peiros olabala. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi would say, it's not inu nefesh? It is inu nefesh. If she takes a shower, then she can't eat fruit the rest of her life. That's inu nefesh, so why would Rabbi Yossi argue on that? So the Gemara says, okay, let's try possibility number two. The Ella number two, de Amra, Konim Hana'as Rechitza Alai La'olam Im Erchatz. I can never take a shower again if I take a shower today. Again, we're trying to figure out what the two words in the Mishnah mean, Im Erchatz. So that's the Tanai. So the Neder is left out of the Mishnah. That's what we're trying to fill in. So she says, I'm also to take a shower forever if I take a shower. So Mishim Hachi Meferla. That's why he can be made. That's why the husband slash father can be made for it. Why? Dehechi Tevin. Tirchat. If she takes a shower, Mitzra Hanas Rechitz Alai. Then forever she cannot take a shower. And now we switch the Havamina. Now we assume that Rechit, not washing, is Inu Nefesh. Lo Tirchat. If you won't take a shower, Isla not Nivla. She'll be disgusting. Right, she'll be disgusting. She would never take a shower. So, b'manafshach, there is inu nefesh here. For Rabbi Yossi savar, so what does Rabbi Yossi mean that that's not inu nefesh? Efter de la rachsa, no, she won't wash. L'nima lo chashinon. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not so misnavil. It's not inu nefesh, not washing. So, b'chlogas tanan, the issue that we mentioned before. Okay, that was possibility number two. Ask the Ron, why didn't the Gemara just say a pashut case of no dare not to take a shower? Why does he have to make a neder of, you know, always be aser if I take a shower? Why doesn't just say a case? No der, shelo erchatz. That's it. So the Ran explains this to tell you the chiddush that even though the first shower is mutter, you can still be made for the whole thing. That's the chiddush. The first shower is mutter. There's nothing wrong with the first shower. That's the chiddush. Right across from the where we are, second skinny line, Yashmina Latadakama, the Afakav, the Rachitza, Kamaisa, Sharyala, Afiluachi, Yafra Mehashtas. That's the Chiddush according to this reasoning. That is number two possibility. Says the Gemara again, a question. Ihachi, Listihachi, if that's true, that the Machlokas is whether Inui, there is Inu Nefesh by not washing, again, do we have a problem with the language of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tanai Ze Ein Bo Inu Nefesh. This Tanai is Ein Bo Inu Nefesh. What does that mean? Difficult to know exactly what the question is. Let's go with the opinion of the Rush, the way the Rush understands this question. Instead of saying that Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh, the Mishnah should have said Tanai Ze Ein bo ini nefesh. Why? Let's read the Rosh on the second wide line of the Rosh. The Havi Mashma. If you would have said, this Tanai doesn't have ini nefesh associated with it, what would I have been Mashma then? I would have been Mashma that according to the Rabbanan, hal Rabbanan iku ini nefesh bitzna. That the Rabbanan would say, no, there is ini nefesh in this Tanai, meaning not taking a shower. And that's why you can be made for it. But what about the language we have now? The language we have now is that this isn't ini nefesh, which is Mashma that according to the Rabbanan, it is. It has inui nefesh. Says the Rosh, you know what I might think? That even if the neder is about to talk about inui nefesh, even if the tnai is not inui nefesh, he can still be made for it. That's not true. If the tnai, if not fulfilling the tnai is no sweat off her back, inui nefesh, then he can't be made for it. But that's what I would think based on the language of the Mishnah right now. If the Mishnah would have said that Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanai aspect, this Tanai is not Inui Nefesh, that's Mashma that the Rabbanan hold, this Tanai is Inui Nefesh, and that's why you can be made for it. But the language as it stands now could give us a misunderstanding, because it's Mashma that Rabbi Yossi argues on the whole thing. This whole Neder is not about Inui Nefesh. Mashma the Rabbanan hold, this Neder is about Inui Nefesh, and as long as the inherent Neder is about Inui Nefesh, even if the Tanai is not about Inui Nefesh, you can still be made for it, and that's not true. So that's the question the Gemara asks, according to the Rosh. The Gemara says, okay, one more possibility, try number three. What does it mean in the Mishnah, im erchatz? I'm not, those two words, the following. Elo da amra hanoas rechitza alai la'olam. I'm not allowed to take a shower ever. Im erchatz hayom. If I take a shower today, then I can never take a shower in the future. So go on, the Rabbanan say, you can't take a shower today. You're gonna be misalva. That's inu nefesh. For Rabbi Yossi savar nivol dechad yom alo shmei nivol. That's what Rabbi Yossi is arguing on. That you can go one day without a shower. Go one day nivol dechad yom alo shmei nivol. That's not a problem. It's the Tosas Rid. Not taking a shower one day is inu nefesh. What? They took showers. They didn't take showers every day in those days. What does it mean? Only washing the face? Maybe roches doesn't hear taking a shower. Maybe roches here means just panav yad varagla. The Tosas Rid though suggests that maybe it's a specific case, which the Gemara leaves out. Pirish, kagon shahaisa tzricha l'rechitzas hapam hazos. No, she needs a shower today. Why? Shahaisa tzricha l'lechas l'beis hamishta. She's going to a wedding today. That's why it's inin nefesh. V'motirchatz hapam hazos, he misnaveles. That's not a shower, but she's going out today. She's going to a social event. She's going to a social event. She needs one. If she doesn't take one now, that's inin nefesh. Not dafka, not taking the shower, but how she's going to look. Now everybody else is going to look at her. You can tell if you take a shower before you go to a social event. That's what the Rabbanan says to Inui Nefesh, because one day, even this day is a problem. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Efshar she tirchas bitzonein. She can use cold water, and that won't be called rechitza. Use cold water. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, you can be made for it. Okay, so those were that's the third possibility. What exactly is the case of the Mishnah of Neder of Im Erechatz? A question that I think we dealt with a couple of days ago that comes up in this Gemara, and that is a question based on Tosfos and Ksubis and Tosfos and Nazir. And that is, we have a principle in Maseches Ksubis called Milsa Delesa B'Shlichus Lesa B'Tanai. If you can't make a Shliach on something, you can't make a Tanai on it. The Mishnah says Chalitza. I'm sorry, the Gemara in Ksubis says Chalitza. You can't make a Shliach to do Chalitza for you. Right, she has to take off, the chalutza has to take off the husband's shoe, and they can't send, the husband cannot send the shliach, she can't make a shliach. So therefore, the Gemara says, so too she can make a tznai in the chalitza. You can make a tznai in the kiddushin, on gerushin, but you can't make a tznai in chalitza. Right, you can make somebody a shliach to get married to you, or gerushin. You can make a tznai, I'll be married to you on condition that, on the ashir, on the condition that it rains tomorrow. Whatever tznai you want to make. But shlichus and tznai usually go together. So that's why the achronim ask, what about nedarim? This whole Gemara is about what tznai you made. That's the case of the Mishnah, that you made a tznai on the neder. You can't make a shliach. You can't make a neder through a shliach. What? Make a neder for me that I'm gonna. You can't make a neder through a shliach. So isn't this a violation of the principle of called milsa lesa b'shlichos lesa b'tznai? That's the question that we can ask on this Gemara. So a number of answers we've given already, just to mention two or three others, which we might have mentioned and we might not have. The Ramban in Bava Basra and Kuf Chavav asks this question. Asked this question regarding Nazirus. The Ikala Meitak Nami, Tanai Shebe Nazir, Hechei Abba Tana. How can you make a Tanai about being a Nazir, which hopefully we'll get to soon. Fari Kol Tanai, Shefshe Lassos Adei Shliach, Lav Tanai. Same kind of question. You can't make a shliach, can't do nazirus through a shliach. So how can you make a tanai in a shliach? And you can make a tanai. The case is, if somebody's walking by, I'm a nazir if that guy is a nazir. Maybe you're arguing who somebody is walking down the street far away. If that's Yosef, I'm a nazir. You can make a tanai. The Gemara talks about those kind of cases. So you can't do it through a shliach. So says the Ramban. I'll give two of his answers. The Yesh Omrin. Ki gamrina mitanai b'nei gada b'nei ruvain. When do you have rules of tanoim? Mishpatei tanoim. Very important principle, according to this day, yeah? Hanimili keyotze boshu tnai she bein adam l'chaveiro. Any tnai having to do with bein adam l'chaveiro, then it's subject to the rules of mishpatei tznoim. They got a bnei ruvein, right? But the whole thing had to do with chalukas haaretz. You're going to get this one. Not bein adam l'chaveiro, mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, but something that has to do with other people. Something that has to do with other people, then you can make a tnai. Then you have to be subject to the rules of tznoim. Marriage, divorce. Aval tnai she bein olavein atzmo. But it's not about something that you're doing yourself. So it's always a tanai, even if you don't do it the regular rules. Why? It's logical. He said something he wants to do. So what do you have to do mishpatei atzanoim for? If it involves somebody else, so who says that somebody else says it should be chal? They want to be involved. So that's why you need mishpatei atzanoim, all the rules and regulations. Double tanai, hein kodim lalav, the positive before the negative. What it has to do with beinol veinatzmo, you don't need regular rules of tanoim. V'yacherim omrim, another answer, maybe there is naziris through a shliach. How can naziris through a shliach? You tell somebody, sh'omer adam l'chaveiro, hareini nazir al daitcha. I'm a nazir whenever you want me to be a nazir. V'kol zman she'tirtza tadireini benazir. Whenever you want me to be a nazir, say, you're a nazir. So that's like a naziris b'shlichus. You're making me a nazir. So naziris is a nether, naziris is a type of nether. So maybe that could also answer our question. Other answers given. The Karen Ora gives an answer, which we said from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says a similar answer. That is, maybe Nedarim are different. Maybe special by Nedarim. What do you mean by Nedarim? Why should it work? Why should it be subject to the Tanai? Because by a Neder, you need Pivali Boshavin. If your heart doesn't mean what you say by a Neder, the whole thing falls apart. It's a special din by neder. If you're an anus b'shvua, if your neder is not said with a full heart, it's not a neder. The bedarba naziris lo bina kol mishpatei tznoim. The beinon piv libo shavin v'chol sheyish bo en eizet tznai lo havi piv libo shavin. If I only wanted to take upon this neder, if something, then if the thing doesn't happen, so then you know it's not. I shouldn't have to take upon myself the neder. Reb Chaim says this is not a regular din tznoim. It's a special din by hilchos nedar. So that's the Karen Ora nazir yud aleph. And the Grach HaLashas, other answers as well. We mentioned the one we like to focus on is the one that's based on Tosfos Iksubis, where Tosfos says, what's the whole principle based on? It's not just an automatic, no shlichas, no tanai, boom, boom. It's there's something that's behind both of them, and that is bailus. Bailus. You're not a bailum on chalitza, meaning you don't create the chalos by chalitza. You do an act, and then memela the chalos kicks in. You do a maisa chalitza, and memela the chalos kicks in. You're not a bailam on that halachically. Masha'enke, when it comes to marriage, for example, you are a bailam. You decide, you create the chalot. The man is the mekadesh. That's why you need eidei kiyum, says Reb Chaim. You need eidim standing there for it to be chal. There's a possibility that chalitza, if there are eidim that you don't know about, they're behind the fence, the Gemara talks about, maybe that would work. But that's a difference in yibam chalitza. So maybe here it's new. By neder, you're right, shlichus doesn't work, but that's not because you're not a bailam on a neder. It's for different reasons that you can't make a neder through a shliach. But if it's not because of the lack of bailus, so then maybe there can be a tznai. But that is all a larger issue, how this Gemara is not a violation of that principle of kol milsa d'lesa b'shlichus l'lesa b'tznai. According to Ramban, about the other people, truma, does truma affect? So somebody can be mafresh truma for you, midaitcha, that might be zachal adam shalom b'fanav, that might not be a shliach, relates to zechei b'tam shlichus, that might not be a regular shlichus. Okay, let's turn over. So we answer the first phrase in the Mishnah of im erchatz. What is the neder of if I wash? Right? So what is it? Was it l'maskana? I'm never allowed to take a shower if I take a shower today. That was the case of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Shanisa im erchatz. So fine, you explain the first two words. Im lo erchatz echidamin. Let's go to the next phrase. So what did the Mishnah mean as an example of davar shel inui nefesh, if I don't shower? So again, that's a tanai. So what was the neder that you made a tanai about? Echidamin. Ilema, if it was as follows, the Amra, Titzar Hana'as Rechitza, La'olam Alai, Imlo Erchas Hayom, I'm never going to be allowed to take a shower if I don't take a shower today. So Malam Aliyafara, Tisachi. So fine, so let her take a shower today. Rabbi Sernadir, Imlo Erchat, I can never take a shower if I don't take one, so throw her in the bath. Right? So no problem. Why does he have to be made for that? So Amra of Yehuda, no, this is the case. Da Amra Hana'as Rechitza Alai La'olam, Imlo erchatz b'mei mishra. I'm never allowed to take a shower unless I wash today in flax water. In water that I'm washing my flax in, disgusting putrid water. That's what it means. So he can be made for it. Why? Because it's eni nefesh either way. If she washes in flax water, then it's disgusting. That's eni nefesh right there. If she doesn't, it's in the rest of her life. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. We have to have a parallel. We're okay over here? We have to have a parallel of in the Seifa. Dechvasei diktani. What's the second examples in the Mishnah? Im lo es kashet. Right? If I beautify myself, if I put on makeup, if I don't put on makeup. So if we say im lo erchatz means if I don't wash in something disgusting, so we assume im lo es kashet means if I don't put on something disgusting. Im lo es kashet, beneft. Right? So if that's, if I don't beautify myself with neft, with a type of putrid smelling makeup, oil, right? Naif is one of the things about Malikin. Bama Malikin, you're not allowed to use naif because it's going to bite like itron, right? You're going to walk out, it's not going to smell good. So you're allowed to, so is that what it means? But lich lechu, the Ron explains this is a linguistic problem. The Mishnah wouldn't have called that imlo es kashet. That's not called kishet, putting on naif. That's just malach lech yourself, that you're making yourself dirty. So the parallel to lo erchatz and lo es kashet wouldn't be good. So we have to come on to a third and final answer. What's the case of the Mishnah? Amar of Yehuda, de Amra. Really, it's two cases. When it says, im erchatz, im lo erchatz, the first is a neder, the second is really a shvua, as I think Yisrael asked yesterday. Hanos rechitza lo'olam alai, im erchatz hayom. So that, the first case is, as we said, I can never take a shower ever if I take a shower, if im erchatz hayom, if I shower today, v'shvua shelo erchatz. The second case is a shvua, I swear that I will never wash. Or, hanas kishut alai la'olam emeskashit hayom, v'shvua shlo eskashit. So those are the two examples of neder and shvua. The Ron explains, so what do you need two cases for? They're the exact same case. One's a neder, one's shvua. What do you need two cases for? What's the chiddush? So the Ron explains, one's a chiddush for the Rabbanan, one's the chiddush for Rabbi Yossi. The chiddush for the Rabbanan is... See the Ron Venira Be'enai, it's like in the Ron two lines under from where we're up to in the Gemara. Venira Be'enai, Delahachi Naktinu Tana Tlahani Trail Gavni. This is why the Tana says both cases. Lashmina Rabusa, Drabanan, or Drabiosi. To tell us the Chiddush according to each of them. Dirabanan, the Afa Pishal Chala Neder Lagamri Mefer. According to the Rabbanan, even though the Neder was not Chal yet, you still can be made for it. Because it's a Nidu Nefesh, and if you let it be Chal, it's going to be a problem. That's the Chiddush according to the Rabbanan. You can be made for it even though it wasn't Chal yet. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the Chiddush is that even though it was Chal yet, the Shvua, you still cannot be made for it. Right? It's not not Petores Inui Nefesh. So that is the Chiddush. One is a Chiddush for the Rabbanan, one is a Chiddush for Rabbi Yossi. Okay, period. So we figured out what the Mishnah's case is. One line of another, one line of a Shvua. Interesting. So the Baal can be made for Shvua of his wife. Not just the nether of his wife, even the Shvua of his wife. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, just one final question. Hi, Eilu Nedarim, 1 minute. What's the name of our parak? Eilu Nedarim. The name of our parak should be Eilu Nedarim Ushvuas. Because the Mishnah is not just about a nether, it's about a Shvua. Hi, Eilu Nedarim Ushvuas, mi boy Lila Bistini. The Mishnah should have said Eilu Nedarim Ushvuas. So the Gemara says, okay. The Gemara has that right. Amalei like, Tini, Eilu Nedarim Ushvuas. Okay, put it in. Either add an word. Ibaisema, or remember back to what we had. About 70 blot ago on Daf Tes. Shvuas nami hainu nedarim. Shvua could also be called a nether sometimes. Ditznan, as the Mishnah said earlier on Daf Tes, kinidre rishaim, like the neder of rishaim. The Mishnah, remember the Gemara there said, because only rishaim make nedarim. Net, and the examples given are nader benazir ubekarban ubishvua. So the title of the Mishnah was kinidre rishaim, an example was given with shvua. So sometimes you see a shvua is called a neder, and that's what our Mishnah means. Period. Okay, so now we get on to the next section. Now that we figured out what the Gemara means. Ask the Gemara, what was the ukimta that we came up with, the accepted ukimta in the Mishnah, where she says, it's usher for me to shower forever if I don't take a shower today. And the Rabbanan said you can be made for that, because it's inu nefesh. because not taking a shower today is inui. So ask the Gemara, "Vamar Rabbanan rechitza isba inui nefesh kilo rachza." Is it really inui nefesh if she does not take a shower? V'rameni, but didn't we learn in Maseches Yuma? Afapisha aser bekulon, even though there are five inuyim, even though there are five actions that are not permissible on Yom Kippur, ein onish kares ela ba'ochel v'shosev osim malacha bilvad. What's kares? Only eating and drinking? Machlokas, whether they can be mitzarif to each other? Eating, drinking, or malacha? Isra malacha, it's mefurish in the Torah, isra malacha. Isra malacha is mefurish in the Torah, to get kares. Then the other pasuk doesn't say not don't eat. All it says in the Torah is you should afflict yourself. It's all the Torah says. There's no lashon of lo sochal by Yom Kippur. Minchas Chinuch has a big discussion about this, how it's different than other isuri achiluk. It doesn't say lo sochal. But so at least we assume that eating and drinking are aser midaraisa and you get kares. So he asks the Gemara, Biyamer kilo rachza ika inu biyom kippurim ki rachas l'chayev kares. See, if not washing is real inui nefesh. So then, like our Gemara says, so you should be chayv karis for it. Inui, inui. Isn't it the same inui? We'll get back to understanding that line in a minute. So the Gemara answers, no. Don't compare the inui of Yom Kippur to the inui of Nedarim. There's a big difference between the two. What's the difference? Amar Rava. Hacham ein yana dekra, v'hacham ein yana dekra, as the Bach adds in. What is Yom Kippur about? You shall afflict your souls by Yom Kippur. Anything that the inui is known today, so then that's called inui. If today it's already, you can already see it as an inui today, so then that's called an inui. Rechitza lo yad inui dahashta. But not washing for one day, that's you can already tell, that's inui. For a day, that's not such an inui. That's not an inui nikeres, says the Ran. Look at the last few skinny lines in the Ran. Milsa diadia inuya dahashta. Dahainu achila. If you don't eat one day, that's inui. Tabosa yomin kerinuya. Brahmana lo kapit bioma kipurim. Elo bi inui de minkar. Biahu yoma. Only by Yom Kippur has to be an inui de minkar. So that's why, by not washing for a day, so that's not eating to minkar, only not eating and drinking. Gabi nedarim, tichsipa by neder, there's no reason today to have eating today. It's in general, is this in the category of eating nefesh, ever? Gabi nedarim, tichsip, kol neder v'choshuas yisar la'anos nefesh, milso da'asi l'de inui, something, anything that will cause inui, ever. V'chilo rachsa asi l'de inui, and not washing will cause inui in the future, and therefore, you can't be misanit. So this is the principle set by Yom Kippur, that you need inui nikeres. We mentioned this outside a couple of days ago, but now I'll mention it inside, because it comes up again. The idea mentioned both by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and by Rav Soloveitchik, and that is regarding the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And all the different, we had a major machlokas, we showed him, what is the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur about? Most Rashi and the Rosh and Yuma both say it's about Hachana. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that there's one day a year that we have to fast, right, the Rocher Dachei Noam, the Meshach Hachma says, and therefore we don't have to fast so much in life. There's one day a year, and it's really for our benefit, so we can do tshuva. So, oh, that's it, just one day a year. And not only is there only one day a year, but the day before there's a mitzvah to eat. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that we are prepared for the fast. That's the Rosh, that's Rashi, it's the Din of Hachana. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, and we also had it at Tosfos earlier in the Darim, we added that on. Tosfos says that really, eating Erev Yom Kippur is Sudas Yantif. So it's Yantif. You can't have Yom Kippur's a Yantif. There's Kavod, there's just not Oneg. You can't have Oneg on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's Yom Kippur. You can't eat on Yom Kippur. So what do? You have a Sudas Yantif, an Erev Yantif. An Erev Yantif. You move up the Suda. That's Rabbi Yonah and the Shari Tshuva. Many different nafkaminas between these two approaches. Do you need bread? What about women? What if you know you're going to eat anyway? What if you know that you're able to fast even without eating today? Many different nafkaminas. But there's a third idea mentioned both by Rabbi Yaakov and by the Rav. And that is, maybe the point of eating on an Erev Yom Kippur is to create a Shvisa Nikeres. If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and then you don't eat on Yom Kippur, then it's clear what you're doing on Yom Kippur. Exactly with this Gemara, they don't quote this Gemara, at least in the sources that I have. What does our Gemara say? Yom Kippur is about an Inui Nikeres. It's exactly what our Gemara says. Rabbi Yaakov says it in one little paragraph in Parshas Emor. Rabbi Yaakov quotes the Gemara about it as if you ate, if he says if you fasted both days. V'nirish etamun kana gathered the tainus Yom Kippur. Hidden in here is the secret of the fast of Yom Kippur. Dahainu shekpida haTorah shahaini shel Yom Asiri tzorach lahaskel miyom atshi. Has to start on the ninth day. Why? To be mafsik mivod yom. Taha im me'ez etam shehu lo haya ochel kashiirat hayom. If you're not eating right before Yom Kippur. Imkin lo nikar ha'inui. Lamish the same exact lashon used. Lachain tzivsa hator lechol b'yom chi ulahafzik lechol kodem alayla, and to stop. And in that way, it is nikar that this is for Yom Kippur. Lefizeh yotzei comes out, says Rabbi Yaakov, shehaachila ve'ahefzik him chelik mehatainis. They're both part of the tainis. Va'asuda hamafzekes tchilas hatainisu. V'lchein nechshav ha'ochel chi b'ilu hislana b'shiva asiri. That's Rabbi Yaakov. That it's nikar ha'inui if you're eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Rav says the same thing. It's quoted here in the Hari Kedem, in Simen Lamed Ches. Me'aita menir d'chayv lechav Yom Kippurim, k'day lishvos b'Yom Kippurim, shvisa ha'nikeres v'yachila v'shasiya. The Rav uses this principle to answer the question that we mentioned in a Mishnah earlier in Adarim. And that is, the Rambam nowhere mentions the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Look, all throughout Hilchos Shvisas Asar, it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. It doesn't say that. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Rambam doesn't mention it. The only place the Rambam mentions it is, based on a Mishnah Nedarim, if you make a neder not to eat, and punkt, it comes out that one of those days is Shabbos, or Yontif, or Erev Yom Kippur. Right? So he has a special discussion of that, because Erev Yom Kippur, you have a mitzvah to eat. Oh, why doesn't he mention it in Hilchos Shvisas Asar? It's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rav explained, because it's not a mitzvah per se. It's just a mitzvah to create the heker of Shisa Nikaris. That's why the Rambam says it in such a backhanded way. It doesn't say it straight out, because it's not about a din of achilo or a din of hachano or sudas yantif. It's just to create a shvisa nikaris. But maybe a mocker for both of these, Gedolei HaPoskim's idea of shvisa nikaris is this Gemara, where the rechitza has to be dafka that day, it has to be an inui hanikaris. Okay. Also, very important machlokas related to this Gemara, and that is, clear, everybody agrees, eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is an issur karis. What about the other four inuyim? What about Rechitza, Tashmish Amita, and Ne'ilas Asando, and Sicha? The other four inuyim on Yom Kippur. Those don't get karis, that's for sure. Are they Daraisa, or are those Durabanan? Or are they just Daraisa without karis? So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos and the Rosh, and many other Rishonim hold, they're all Durabanan. The first Tosfos in the eighth parak of Yuma, and the first Rosh over there, Parakhas Halacha Aleph, says the Rosh, Pirish Ri, Dahani, it's all based on Drushas. So where do you know all these other Inuyim? Dahani Drushas, Asmachta Ba'alman Inu, they're all Asmachtas. V'cholhani Inuyin midrabanan, Chutz Me'achilu V'shasiyah. What does it mean, no kares? It means not Darais at all. They're all Durabanan. Tahachi Mashma Lishna the Gemara. To Ka'amar, what does the Gemara say? Hani Inuyin Kneged Mi. What's a Kneged? It doesn't say Minolon. Minolon is a lashon of Daraisa. It just says Kineged. Look around Minolon o Mehecha Nafka. El Kineged Mi, Mashmash Sholem Yishben Shum Remez Min HaTorah. And he quotes other Rais as well. So that is the Shita of the Tosfos and the Rush. The Ran there, though, says, I think it's Daraisa. How do you have so many Kulas? Masron HaKasov L'Chachamim. The Ran says that principle here. Well, we mentioned Minchas Asher quotes 10 places or so where you find that principle of Masra Kasav Chachamim, besides Malach and Chalamoid, which is the famous one. But the Ran quotes it here by these four Inuyim on Yom Kippur. They are Daraisa. They are Daraisa. Why does the Gemara say they don't have Karis? Masha, they are Daraisa. Just don't have Karis. So says the Ran, and where do you know from our Gemara? This Gemara that says they don't have Karis. Mashmah, all of the other ones are Daraisa. So that's the first page. Daf Aleph and Aleph in the Ran in Maseches Yuma hold is Daraisa. What about the Rambam? Not 100% clear. It sounds like it's Daraisa, but it's not 100% clear. The Rambam writes in the Chashvisa Zasser. Listen up. Aleph, hey. Listen to this unclear Rambam. V'chein lamadnu mipi hashmua. So far, what does that mean? Mipi hashmua. Could be Daraisa. Mipi Hashmua. She'aser lirchoto lasecho livot olina lazasanto. U'mitzvah lishbos mikol elu kederach she'shoveis me'achilu v'shasiya. You have to rest from these, just like you can't eat and drink. She'ne'emar Shabbos Shabboson. Shabbos l'nyin achilu v'shabboson l'nyonim elu. Sounds pretty Daraisa-dick. So far, so good. Ve'ein chayavin kareis o karban ela achilu v'shasiya bilvad. Avalim rachaz o zachon olo bal makanos o makas mardus. That's where he makes it more confusing. Again, many say Makas Mardis, so no Dharma, no punishment Daraisa, because it's learned that from Midrash, so he throws in Makas Mardis. Makas Mardis doesn't always mean it's Durabanan. But because he throws that in, he makes it not 100% clear, but it's 90% clear that he holds that the other Inuyim are Daraisa as well. Yeah. Right, Pasha says this is Daraisa with Makas Mardis. Yeah, there are other cases. Minchas Chinuch always comes up. There are always cases to get out of the steer in the Rambam. Oh, he means, sometimes he just says loke, and they say, oh, he means locus derabanan. He means locus derabanan. There's a stira between the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah in Bal Tashchis. We're going to talk about it hopefully in a few weeks on a Tuesday night shiur, where the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah that you only get malchus for cutting down fruit trees. But all the other destructive acts, you don't get malchus for. You don't get malchus for it. It's awesome, you don't get malchus for it. In Sefer HaMitzvah, it says you get malchus for ripping your shirt and the breaking kalim in Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Mechetz of Isha says, oh, that means malchus for Rabbanan. It says loka. It doesn't say makin or so. So again, it's always trying to be flexible. Okay, let's at least read the next Gemara. Maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Okay, for Rami, to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi. There's a Sira within Rabbi Yossi. Let's at least do the question. Let's do the question today. So the Sira in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is assuming that not taking a shower is not eating nefesh. But we have a Sira, because look what Rabbi Yossi says in this Tosefta. Mayan shel b'nei ha'ir, you have a Mayan, you have a spring of two cities. What do you mean two cities? The Mefarish explains and the Rush explains. You have a spring that's near one city, it goes to one city, and then after one city, it goes to the other city. So let's say there's not enough for both cities. Could the first city hold back the water? So says the Tosefta, Chayen v'chayecher, if it's their lives, it's chay nefesh, they need water to drink, Chayen kodmin v'chayecher. So the first city's a life comes first. As the Ron says, v'chayechichimach, based on the Gemara in Bamitzia, famous Gemara, about you have one bottle in the desert, your life comes first. Behemtanu behemes acherim, if it's your animal's life and your friend's animal's life, behemtanu kodemes behemes acherim. So your animals come first. Kvisasam kiris acherim, it's just for laundry, your laundry, their laundry. Kvisasam kodemes the kvisas acherim, so your laundry comes first. Chaye acherim bekvisasan, if it's their life and your laundry. Thank you. That their life comes first before your laundry. Look, Kvisasan. That's what the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Kvisasan kodemus l'chayacher. No, their laundry comes before the life of others. The life of others. So ask the Gemara. Hashta kvisa Rabbi Yossi yishpatsar guf kulo kol shakein. Rabbi Yossi says even for your laundry it's inu nefesh. What do you mean for the not drinking at all? That's not inu nefesh. So of course it's going to be a stira in Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's just do the answer, and then I'll leave with the questions that we have on this about Pikuach Nefesh. We'll talk more about that tomorrow at the beginning. So Armin Limar answers, yes, in Echinami. Kvisa Alimil Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that not having clean laundry and not taking showers is not the physical discomfort of not doing kvisa does physically affect you, and it's very bad. Damar Shmuel says, "Hi erbuvisa deresha." That confusion, literally, the erbuvia of your head, meaning not being able to shower, masil de'avir leads to blindness. Erbuvisa demani, not washing your clothes. Masulide shamumisa, leads to shamumisa, another type of disease, says the Ran. Right? He says, it leads to boils and ulcers. Either way, it makes you really sick. So kvisa here doesn't just mean, like we understand kvisa, it's something more serious. But Ben Shem will talk more about it tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. We can go across the street.